school board exam for the McCook Public Schools in our studios. Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard, how you been?
Doing very well, Rich. Thank you.
Good to see you once
again. Good to see you.
And business manager, Jeff Gross, is in the house.
Good morning, Richard.
How's it going?
It's good.
Good deal. We got a lot to get to. Your September meeting. I know you were kind of saying beforehand that it wasn't loaded with a lot of stuff last night.
No, we really just focus on our budget at the September meeting. We've moved a few things off of that September meeting into August so we could really focus on it. So not a real long meeting, but in a very, very important one and really, really focused.
Started first with a budget hearing, didn't you?
That's correct. We started last night with a budget hearing. And, of course, the budget hearing is an opportunity for members of the community to come forth and talk about the school budget and give the board some guidance or opinions or thoughts on what that school budget should look like. And that we didn't have any public comment last night, but Mr. Gross was able to really kind of go through the budget with the members of the board all at one time and to a fair degree of detail. So that was it's a good meeting to attend and be part of. And Mr. Gross did a nice job last night sharing some of that information.
Your first one?
It was. It was, somebody asked me if I was nervous. I said, man, I've been on some big stages in the world, so this wasn't too nerve-wracking. Plus, I was prepared and trained. I give a quick shout-out to Mr. Brazil for preparing me and training me, and to Mr. Haney. Rick lives right here, and so I rely on him. And when I got everything done, I had him look it over with a fine-tooth comb with me and felt pretty confident. And Mr. Norgaard has, obviously history doing this as well, so I have right next door to bounce ideas off and share. We did discuss our budget, Rich, and I think the general overall synopsis of that meeting would be that we're looking at a 1.5% increase on our budget from a year ago when we're talking about total overall dollars. I think a big point of that would be that last year through all the negotiating process, the staff at McCook Public Schools got a 3.5% increase, and that's 85% of our budget. So we really tried to keep spending down on everything, our non-staff items. We only increased a few things where we absolutely had to. So we're looking at 1.5% when the cost of inflation is really rising.
I think it's north of 3% at this time.
North of 3%. Staff increases went up 3.5%, but we're only looking at about a 1.5%. And we had a healthy year the last couple years, and we're able to put some money away into depreciation because we got a lot of projects that if you come around the schools, there's things, our roofs are in need of repair. We've been talking about it for a while. Our parking lots, our potential track repair, building upgrades and things that we're still trying to remodel and do. So we were able to put money these last couple years in depreciation and get our cash reserves built up a little bit. But we still got work to do there. So we felt like balancing it out. One thing that allowed our budget to really only go up a little bit is because we have held the line on spending for so long, and we want to continue to do that. So that was really the general overarching synopsis of the budget and what we're looking at into this coming year. Not a lot of extra added on things there. We did add a few extra dollars into our special building fund, non-general fund, and that is we're saving and preparing for some big HVAC projects down the line. And we know that facility-wise, some special building, we're going to have to do it something at some point with some things around the track tennis courts. We've talked about the restroom facilities, the concessions, and potential of a special building that can be purposeful for all of those activities out that way.
So it's always every year big projects you got to deal with, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And Mr. Norgaard and I kind of already have all of fiscal year 22 set and what we're going to do next summer and starting to solicit bids already to next summer on things. And so we really have to be in the process of planning 22, 23. When you're talking about budget, you're looking down the road on these things. And all of this stuff we have shared and talked and got input from the facilities committee as well as the Board of Education through all these processes.
You've talked numerous times about the junior high eventually going to be changing, right?
Yeah, right. We have, and actually this Thursday, and this is during my, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here with my administrative comments. One of the things that I spoke about last night with the members of the board was this Thursday, we're having three different firms come in to present to the Board of Education concerning their skill sets and their experience, and to also present any ideas or visions they might have, and to answer questions from the members of the Board of Education concerning what they do and helping us, what they can do to help us fulfill a vision that we have for our junior high, whether that's a remodel or a new construction of some kind. That's happening this Thursday. So we really had to talk about that, and so we do have a vision for the junior high. But we were looking probably at a bond issue, and bond issues don't always pass. So that's one of the reasons those special building dollars are so important, because we know we have HVAC projects at the junior high, at our McCook Learning Center, which is the old Armory facility. Our budget still has to prepare us for decisions we have to make down the road, whether we pass a bond or do not. That was part of our process. And our board's been very, very involved with this. When we talk about, Jeff mentioned parking lots, roofs, track repair, those are all things that we've been planning for and saving for over the course of the last several years. And some of that stuff was put off. A few years ago, we were really in a budget crunch. We had to go through a process of reduction in force, which is never fun because the funds were not there. That freed up some dollars for us to start saving again and putting money away for some of the projects that really, really need to be done, probably were actually planned to be done a couple of years ago. Well, now we're putting the funds away. We're going to have them this summer, and those projects need to get completed. And our roofs hopefully are going to be a lot less leaky after this is all said and done. And, of course, our roofs, we're going to be working on those for the next several years. It's just that's where we are in our facilities planning. It's time to replace a lot of our roofs across the district.
So you had the budget hearing first and the tax request resolution after that?
That's correct. Tax resolution is that's when we talk about levies, and we're able to reduce the general fund levy or the overall levy for all of our property owners across the area to a little bit over a half penny. And that's a couple. We've dropped that now for a little bit over the last 2 years, and so we really feel comfortable with being able to do that. And be able to meet all the district needs.
All right. So budget is in the books?
It is. Yeah. You know, and on the tax request hearing, I think, and I know you've talked to the county and the city, but tax valuations went up for the school district to the tune of about $25 million. So every penny of a mill can create a little bit more money through that. And so we were able to lower the levy a little bit. And like Mr. Norgaard said, it's almost two-thirds of a cent above a half a cent. So we're able to lower the levy for the taxpayers and keep our tax asking in line with that 1.5% increase.
Yep. Right. So it's budget's in the books. It's done deal.
Well, we have to send it in yet to the state. But yeah, we've got the decisions have been made. So that's a good place to be. And that's our September. That's what we do every September. And all the public entities this time of year are dealing with their budgets. And it's a lot of work. And I appreciate the work that Mr. Gross has done in our finance committee from the Board of Education to put a lot of time and energy into it.
We'll get to the agenda. Is there anything else with the hearing?
No, it went smooth and good. And we hope that they're always like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have comments.
Like Earl just said, this is the first time in a long time that their budget went smoothly, and he says, all my years, it just doesn't happen that way.
You know, no. Being a first time for me, I listen to your shows in the morning and things, and obviously follow what's going on locally. So, you know, they started working and talking about their budget several weeks back, and they were kind of in the same boat. They were going to drop their mill levy, and but it was still going to be, they were asking for a few more dollars, but dropping the mill levy, and that seemed to be, you know, appreciated around the community and the pulse that I was getting. And we were kind of on that path as well, but we felt like that was the best path for us as well.
The agenda, let's get to it. Reports, communications, public participation.
Well, we didn't have any public participation last night. The consent agenda was all passed. I guess I can just hop down. The first real report that we had from last night was Finance Committee. The Finance Committee just basically was recapping what Mr. Gross had covered during the budget and tax asking hearings that we had earlier or prior to the regular board meeting. Just talked about their process, meeting, and going over the numbers. There's a lot of dialogue that takes place. Of course, Mr. Gross and I enter that meeting with some concepts and some ideas. But once we share those, we get feedback after the board has a chance to really look through those numbers. We get feedback, and changes can be made to the budget at that time or tax request. And so really appreciate the depth of knowledge our finance committee members have and their concern for our budget and a budgeting process and making sure that the district's in a good financial position and also being fiscally responsible. So that, like I said, just basically a recap of what Jeff talked about. The next committee meeting was the executive committee, and the executive committee is basically made up of the officers of the board. And I asked them to come in a couple weeks ago and just visit with me for a couple hours one morning. The focus of that meeting was to talk about the mitigation protocols that we have in place for McCook Public Schools and what we would like to do. Well, I just wanted to make sure that they understood what we were doing at McCook Public Schools to help reduce the spread of COVID. You know, we had a little bit of a spike in numbers at the junior high school, so we wanted to make sure, I wanted them to feel secure that we were reacting to that without having to put in a full-fledged mask mandate. So we talked about how we're going through the process of sterilizing the classrooms with our fogging machines. We talked about some of our plexiglass dividers going up on certain desks in certain classrooms, depending on where those COVID infections are taking place. We also talked about our contact tracing and how we were strengthening that or amping that up, making it stronger so that we were really being more reactive when a kid becomes or a student or a staff member becomes infected with the COVID virus, reacting to that quickly, identifying those close contacts, and then contacting those families. So I just wanted them to feel secure about it, and then also talk a little bit about where COVID's probably going in our area of the world. And, you know, with vaccination rates the way they are, we're probably going to have COVID for a while. This is probably something we're going to be dealing with. And so wanted to prepare them for that. Talked about, you know, we do have a risk dial in place, and the risk dial is low, moderate, elevated, and pandemic. And kind of how the decision is made to go from low to, let's say, moderate, and how to go from moderate to elevated, why those decisions are made and how they're made. Wanted to cover that with them so that they understood that we're not just shooting basically from the hip. We're really thinking these things through and trying to do our best to mitigate it, mitigate the spread, and keep our kids and students safe, but at the same time provide a very quality environment for our students to spend in school so that they can learn. And I think that's one of the things that's missed right now across the nation and other locations is that, you know, some of these mitigation protocols that we're putting in place does have an impact on student learning. And our goal, that's our focus, our mission is to equip all students to succeed. And so we need to make sure we're providing our kids a quality education. And that means there's got to be some balance in what we're doing to protect kids and also the education we're providing them.
One thing you've mentioned before, and we'll say it again, if the kids don't feel well, stay home.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do not come to school.
Yeah, that is absolutely key. if you have a child that is ill, please keep them home. And then also, if you've tested positive in a home, you know, notify the school. Let us know, and we'll help you create a mitigation plan for your children that might be coming to school. So I'm talking about if a parent is sick or a sibling is sick. Let us know so that we can help come up with a plan that works best to keep our school safe and your child safe and also provide them with a great education. We're very collaborative in that approach, so let us know.
You said had a few administrative comments already. Anything else on that?
You know, I did have I believe that we have the state conferences coming up. That is one of the best conferences in the state of Nebraska for educators. So I wanted to remind that the board members that in November, I believe it's the 17th through the 19th, we're going to be taking all those that would like to attend to the Omaha conference. So they can participate in that. It is a high-quality conference, so it's a perfect timing for it. And one of the things I went over with the Board of Education last night is that it's right prior to the start of a legislative session for our unicameral. The unicameral has a lot to do with what happens in our schools, so it's really important for us to know what's taking place and to be involved and engaged and have an understanding of what bills are going to possibly be introduced that are going to impact education. And so that they're prepared for that and they're prepared to react. A lot of bills are positive and are great for education, but there are bills out there that get proposed and get some support that can negatively impact what we're trying to do here in McCook. And our board members need to understand that and be involved with it. It's also a great time. You know, we're looking at a bond issue possibly here in the next few years. There's going to be opportunities for them to learn from other schools that are going through that process currently. They can gain some knowledge from the steps that they've taken, their good steps and their missteps as well, and to learn from their experiences. So there's a lot of presentations on that. And there'll also be presentations on last year's legislative session and how those new laws impact our schools and what we have to do differently from years prior to ensure that we're meeting the letter of the law or the state statutes that have been passed. And there's other things as well. There's education components, what schools are doing educationally. There's also networking opportunities. It's a great conference, and I encourage all our board members to attend that.
Any other business manager comments?
We covered I always have a report of several things we covered. Number one is just kind of giving the board an update on school lunch services. We're serving over 800 kids a day, and I'll jump ahead to it right now. One of the things I talked about in positive comments is what OPAR, our food services provider, is dealing with. And you know, there's a trucking shortage nationwide, and they lost one of their trucking companies, just doesn't have enough drivers to get food. So they had to change providers for just food distributors. And in the meantime, those guys went out and rented trucks and were driving to warehouses and picking up food and delivering it to the schools, and it made some changes to our menu. They did a great job of communicating with us, and we got it to our principals, and we got that information out to our families. But they've worked extremely hard to make sure there's still food for kids every day. And the menu, you know, we at Monday may say you're having chicken patty on Thursday, but it may end up being spaghetti because that's what's available. Yeah. And so, but they're working so hard to make sure that that stays, you know, our kids get fed. And so just a big shout out to Tammy and her staff, but really the whole corporation. And they got some new contracts signed, and we got our commodities food built up, and we've got U.S. Foods delivering. And so things are going good in that manner. Some updates that some construction projects that when school started, we had to jump in on. And one of those was we had some concrete issues at Central Elementary. Well, we had a water line break right underneath one of our main entrances back to the playground. And so a little bit of a sidewalk turned into a whole lot of a concrete project. And so the guys did a good job in getting that fixed. And then we no more than finished that. And one of our guys was mowing in the back, and the mower sunk. We basically had a sinkhole back behind Central. And Rich, old history is people that know is Central Elementary is built where old McCook High School used to be. Mm-hmm. Well, there was an old basement portion of the old high school that they'd filled in with sand, and just over time it had built up and kind of collapsed a little bit. So we had to rope off a section of the playground and get a company in here, and they excavated it out and repacked it and assured us that everything's fine. So just an update for safety that we've got that stuff taken care of.
I can still picture that old Central Elementary buildings back when I went to school back. Man, yeah. Wow, that was an old building.
Really, really.
That was an old building, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, junior high HVAC project, we're still working with W Design, and they're getting everything ready to roll with Snell Services for that big project that's coming up next summer. And you know, we had all that damage to our vehicles from the storm this summer, and we got one of our last school vans being painted, and our buses have all been, the glass has been fixed, and so our fleet's pretty much back to normal. So I gave everybody an update on that, and just now we're in school. full mode, so just small upgrade projects going on, as well as preparing for big things later down the line.
Yeah, might have some roofs coming up later this fall. So
yeah, you know, we've typically done all of our roof work in the summer, and we've had some real troublesome spots around the district, and so there's no reason. I'd met with Brett over at Weathercraft, and there's no reason we have to wait to do all of those in the summer, and he has some available time, and so we're gonna take a jump and get a little bit of some of our troublesome spots started being worked on yet this fall, which will get us through the winter without a bunch of water damage. So
well, the weather continues to stay the way it is.
Yeah,
you're about to get a lot of stuff
done. Well, it's been hot. Yeah. In fact, I laughed yesterday because you know how hot it's been the last couple weeks. You know, a month ago our fields and grass it went rough, and then it all came back and looked gorgeous, and we're pumping the water to it, and just yesterday alone I'm like, man, it's just taxiing right now. Even though it's cooling off at night, it is taxiing everything. So that little bit of rain this morning, it's amazing what the difference between rainwater does as opposed to sprinkler water, you know. So things are, hopefully we'll be able to survive all of our fields and lots and or grass and everything with the drought, be able to, the grass will bounce back. So
any other board comments?
We did not have any board comments.
Building administrative reports? I think we went through a lot of that already.
Yeah, we already covered those.
New business, consideration approval for the budget and the tax request resolution?
Yeah, both of those items under the new action items did pass. We did have brief discussions again following each of those, but the bulk of the information was covered during the hearing process and during the Finance Committee report. So by the time we got to that on the agenda, we were ready to roll.
And acceptance of a donation from the McCook Public School Senior Parents Class of 2021 for a sidewalk project through Hainer Park.
Yeah, that's a great donation to the school. About $2,300 was donated to the school for putting in that new sidewalk through Hainer Park. So if it's already in. So if individuals drive by the high school and you're on the south side between the high school and the learning center, you can see that new sidewalk going right basically through the middle of Hainer Park. And it was something that we really needed. You can see even without the sidewalk, that was a pathway right there. Mm-hmm. And so the grass was hard to keep alive and healthy. So putting a sidewalk through there, I think, is really going to make a difference and make travel between those facilities much easier and safer for folks.
Already to positive comments.
All right. We got positive comments. So I'll start off with, let me pull that up again. I should always have this ready, shouldn't I? Tom wanted to thank the board for excusing his absence from last month. He did have some family things that he was involved with, but he also wanted to take his hat off to Jeff and the staff and the business office for all of there's a huge amount of information that goes into a school budgeting process. And so he recognizes that and wanted to thank those individuals for all the work that they've done, Jeff in particular for the work that he's done. A great job, and I'm sure if he could throw out thanks to Mr. Brazell and Mr. Haney as well for supporting us through that process. But it was great and really appreciated that work, and we have an excellent budget moving forward. And he also gave some advice to Jeff because auditors are actually coming today and we'll be here for the next 3 days.
Fun!
Yeah, it's always fun to be audited, but we get audited every year. And so that he said they're always helpful after they leave. And I think there's some truth to that. Absolutely. While they're here, it's a bit of a burden. But once they leave, they send back information that's beneficial to you and to the school system. So looking forward to their departure. and then Teresa wanted to thank the Norris Park, the high school, and all those who were involved with the Norris Park pep rally. It was a great event. Really appreciate the support from local entities such as the police department and the fire department. St. Pat's School students showed up. I believe we had some Central students there as well. It was a great event, a great day, and it was great to see all the school pride. Mike was impressed with the coaches working with our young athletes. He was able to attend a football game and just watched the interaction and the teaching that takes place between a coach and a student athlete, and all the energy and effort and support that they give the kids, and really appreciated that. Commented on tennis as well and the work that's done with our tennis teams and our cross-country teams, how those coaches really invest in our kids to to make those great experiences while still being competitive. Loretta wanted to thank all the paraprofessionals and the flexibility they are showing to help keep our schools operating. We've had some illnesses in our paraprofessional staff at the elementaries, and it's a lot of work. We really depend on those very important paraprofessionals to make sure the school runs smoothly. And so when some are missing, it creates a disturbance, but they've been very flexible, and they've had to work outside maybe their comfort zone or what they're used to doing, but they've done a great job and really appreciate that. Dennis, I wanted to thank our new teaching staff. I wanted to recognize our new teaching staff from the reports, and the new teachers we just hired for this new school year have done a great job and really has made a difference in our school by bringing in great people, and it really appreciates the work that those folks are doing. And I suppose there's a hidden compliment to the administrative team for doing such a fine job of hiring those individuals. they're just doing really, really well. And also, he had another comment on all the clubs that our kids are involved in. Now, he mentioned that schools have a lot of clubs, and we do. But there are clubs outside the school as well. And some are, he mentioned specifically, there's some with Rotary. I know we have Boy Scouts in town. But we have kids involved in all types of clubs and organizations that contribute to our community. And we really, really appreciate our community. Our kids that support are involved in those clubs and support a community. And we also are thankful to the parents who encourage their kids to get involved. Brad commented on myself and keeping the students in school. He was part of our executive committee, and really, I think that he was thankful for the things that we are doing here at McCook Public Schools to mitigate the spread of all illnesses, not just COVID. We want to keep flu out as well, because flu's I had flu and that was awful. So we want to keep that out of our schools as well. And keeping our schools open in McCook, and thankful to all the school officials keeping schools open across the state. Mr. Gross mentioned that he had experienced some challenging times with food distribution. Oh, we already talked about this, didn't we, with the OPA. Yeah, so yeah. Mr. Yep. Gross got his own. And then mine was homecoming week. And really what I wanted to focus on with homecoming week is that's just a lot of work that goes into pulling off homecoming. It's a great event for kids. It's great to have that football game and that dance. But for those things to come together, we need to have people who are really involved. Mrs. Bloomy with the student council, Mrs. Preby with direction of the band. There's just so much work that goes into that. And also with the band members out in the humid mornings practicing in the wee hours, preparing for an amazing performance. And this year, maybe it struck me a little bit more than it has in the past, is that we haven't been in school that long, and here we had homecoming, and we had to be ready for it. So I just really appreciate all the hard work from those staff members and those kids that are involved with making homecoming such a special event for everyone.
I would throw on that, just being the high school principal the last few years, things go on all the time. There's events all the time, but when homecoming week is on, it is busy. And yeah. I told Craig, Mr. Dickus, last week, I go, on Friday or Saturday night when the dance is over on Sunday, you're gonna be tired. You're gonna be wore out. You're gonna be a big old sigh of relief, and it is that way because there's a lot going on. And it started a week earlier, but it really starts. They had to start planning homecoming in the summer, in the first of August, to be prepared for all of the things that take place. And, we have a pep rally, we have a school assembly, we have a bonfire, we have events going on at school all week that culminates to a game and a coronation and performances by cheerleaders and dance team and band. And it is a taxing week that ends in finally for the kiddos with the dance on Saturday evening. And from all indications, the kids just had a ball, even as hot as it was. They were able to really have a great time that night. So
special events don't just happen. They're organized and put together through a lot of hard work. And so we really appreciate it. Mr. Dickus did an amazing job with it as well. So
the buildup is always great, but boy, when it's done, whew.
Yeah.
Gosh,
It was pretty quiet around the high school yesterday.
It was.
Monday morning,
unusually
after,
quiet.
Still
Monday,
feeling it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always promoted to my athletes and everybody, it's 48-hour rule. You're gonna, whatever you do Saturday night hits you Monday. What you do Friday hits you Sunday. And so there's a little hangover in terms of the lack of sleep and how busy you were for the body.
And a great win on Friday, too. Yeah, kind of the build up and everything for the weekend.
Yeah,
that great.
That was good.
The cherry on top. Yeah,
you bet. Anything else on we miss anybody?
I think we got them all.
All right. Wow, a lot of stuff this morning. You said there wasn't much on the agenda. Gosh, we went through a lot of stuff this morning.
It wasn't a lot on the agenda, but it was a very important information.
No question about it. You bet. Mr. Brazil, how is he doing?
I've talked to him a few times and actually expect him to. I texted him this morning to give me a call because he's very, wanted to know how everything went.
Sure.
Has been a trainer and a helper. So, yeah, I'll talk to him today. But playing a lot of golf is what he tears me. So, just enjoying this is what he set himself up to do. And so he's doing it. So.
Nobody's coming calling and his phone say, hey, we kind of need you. Or no, I'm going to say from here, but from other schools.
They'll give him 180 days. And then after that, they'll probably be on him.
He's got to wait, doesn't he?
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Next school board meeting is October
11th.
Wow. Will it still be 90 degrees in the daytime on October 11th?
It better not be. I love McCook Falls. I just love the fall down here. So if it's still 90 in October, I'm going to be upset.
Me too.
It's my favorite time of year.
Me too.